Ro Anderson was born and raised here in Chattanooga. She is the founder of Girl Stance, a Chattanooga nonprofit that teaches yoga and life skills to young Black girls. Ro, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
Tell us how things are these days with Girl Stance. You are out there. You and the girls are out there.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. So Girl Stance still stands as is. You know, our mission is the same, that we want to create a safe space for our community and our girls to explore modalities to help them cope with situations like the pandemic, right? So we offer them a safe space to explore modalities to help them gain healthier mental health habits and physical health habits. So that still stands. However, our direction has shifted just a bit. We're well known in our community for our retreats, our outdoor slumber party style retreats, right? Which has always had a focus on mental health and physical health. However, we're digging deeper into our direction for mental health and mindfulness practices. So we're still doing our retreats. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do it this summer, the months of June and July, but we're looking to get one in by August. But we're continuing to offer day retreats and day activities that still introduce our girls to tips and tools about mindfulness. So we're still out here doing the good work.
And the shift in emphasis drives home how much we've heard about mental health during the pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, during the pandemic, I think like many organizations, we've had to watch. We had to watch and keep our finger on the pulse of the cultural and the needs of our communities. And with that, we found that what we were already offering in hindsight was what we decided that we need to lean more into, because maybe, I don't know how to explain it, but maybe what we were offering wasn't very clear to the people in the community. You know, when we offer our retreats, I think a lot of people just thought, oh, we just go camping, right? And it's like, no, that's not what Girl Stance is about. You know, we like to have fun, obviously, but we're very much about mental health, mindfulness, and equipping our young girls, specifically, you know, our target community is for Black girls, with these tools to help them cope with challenges in our upbringings and also challenges in society.
Speaking of challenges, what challenges beyond what we've all heard about mental health, what challenges have you heard from the girls in what they have experienced?
Yeah, I think, you know, unfortunately, or maybe not so unfortunate that we have science, but unfortunately, the science is proven to be pretty accurate when it comes to our kids growing in anxiety and stress and signs of depression. We're seeing a lot of girls beginning to show interest and ways to cope with finding more peace and understanding their thoughts about what's happening and how to calm catastrophic thoughts. I think we all kind of experienced that a bit, you know, a pandemic hit the world. We're like, oh my God, we're going to die. You know, and it's nothing to, you know, laugh about, but our girls have expressed those concerns and those concerns can continue to linger. So with that, we're just amping up our instructors. We're growing our modalities and the way that we service our young girls. And we're going virtual with it. We're expanding our platform as well as offering our retreats. And yeah, I mean, our families and our girls has really leaned on us a lot during this pandemic time. And it's been a great honor to know that what we offer is beneficial to these families and girls.
And the last time we spoke, you also were focused on some long-term plans, which at the time you acknowledged may have to shift. Mm-hmm. But talk more about where those long-term plans are now.
Yeah, things have changed a bit more too. So I don't remember exactly what that was, but I'm thinking most of it was virtual, a virtual platform.
You talked about virtual, but then you also talked about fundraising for a center.
So still, everything is still in its path. The virtual platform is what we're giving all of our attention into right now, although the center is still a part of the larger goal for Girl Stance. The virtual platform, we're looking to launch that late August, where we're going to have a platform where people can access recorded sessions that's guided by professional instructors, professional mindful coaches, and also counselors. where our girls can have more access to mental health counselors to help them navigate their emotional and physical experiences. So that is what we're really, really honing in on right now as far as developing that platform. It's still in the works. We're doing our live recordings and our pre-recordings at the moment. We're just cleaning up what that could look like and making it accessible to our families, our schools, and individuals. And like you said, long term, yes, the grand goal is to have a center, a facility for girls' dance where we can actually, you know, the great grand goal is to train our kids in this mindfulness and yoga techniques and for them to become the instructors of their schools and their classrooms and their communities. So that is the huge goal of our yoga, art, and etiquette school for youth. We're just waiting, you know, to get into the right rooms and to have the right conversations with the people who are interested in partnering and being a part of this large mission for the future.
What have you found yourself coming back to again and again as a practitioner?
That's a good question. It's a good question. And the simple answer I would say, Ray, is stillness. You know, there's many, many ways to do yoga. You know, we can't deny that there are different types of yoga out here. There are different types of techniques when it comes to meditation and mindfulness. But I find myself coming back again and again to just quiet time. Even if my mind is just chaotic and thoughts are going crazy everywhere, I find that the stillness of it and just witnessing it and being okay and accepting it has been my personal practice. Because as the, you know, as the overseer of this program and just, you know, having the desire to really want to help my community and save everyone, you know, we all have this complex sometimes. My mind can wander. Can wonder a lot. So yeah, I find myself coming back over and over again to just sitting on my mat or on my pillow and just breathing in quiet time.
I have to ask because I met him once upon a time when you brought him to the station before the pandemic. How is your son?
Oh, he is great. He's probably dealing with this better than anyone I know.
You always say that.
Yeah, I know. I know I said that last time. I always tell him he's like my little guru. Like he's my little teacher, you know. I think it's something to be said for kids who can keep that joyful, playful spirit, you know, no matter what's happening. And, you know, things are getting better. You know, things are progressing forward. However, my son has been the champion and just finding ways to keep joy in the house and to keep joy amongst all the things that we're trying to accomplish with the program and in the community. Me being a yoga teacher, he's kind of always had these tools since he's been a tiny, tiny boy, since he's been about 3. So he has it instilled in him. And he reminds me, hey, mom, you need to meditate sometimes. So he's my little teacher and my little accountability partner.
And for people who want more information about Girl Stance, where can they go online?
Yes, they can find us at www.girlstance, that's spelled STANCE.org. Look at our website, check out some of the things we've done in the past and what we're looking to do in the future. And also find us on Instagram at girlstancecha, so that's C-H-A. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't know if I'm ever saying that right. It's cha-cha. I don't know. So you can find us there on Instagram.
All right. Ro, thanks so much.
Thank you.